The students are clearly taken by New Hampshire's retail style of politics, that charm, the one-on-one interaction with the candidates. It's always made the New Hampshire primary feel special. But is that really the way it is today? Joining us this morning to discuss the Granite State's particular place in the primaries is Linda Fowler, professor of government at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Professor, are these students talking about the New Hampshire that used to be when they talk about the charm of the New Hampshire primary, or is retail politicking alive and well here? I ask because while the candidates have mostly all been here for the past few days, they haven't spent as much time in New Hampshire as in the past.
That's true, and it's hard to know whether it's the short schedule created by Florida moving its primary up and that pushed New Hampshire and Iowa and Nevada and everybody all close together. So there's really less time for the candidates to be here. So that's part of the issue, the calendar, less time, I think, for candidates. But the other thing that's different is that there were a lot of televised debates from around the country this year. And it meant that New Hampshire voters got a lot of their information initially from television and from the ads that were being run nationally. That said, the particular magic that you talk about has been very much in evidence in the last week. And what it means is that New Hampshire voters typically make up their mind late in the campaign. And we, as of Monday, we had still a lot of undecided voters. And that's what gives the primary its energy.
And is that what continues to make New Hampshire unique and important again this year, the fact that New Hampshire voters sometimes defy what the polls say because so many of them make their decisions at the last minute?
That's right. And to some extent, it's because they do go to meet candidates at the last minute, and they can do that, and that sort of nails down their initial interest. It's also the case that New Hampshire voters don't like coronations. And they don't like a lot of prominent politicians coming into the state and telling them whom they should vote for. So sometimes they've just derailed front runners who go on to win the nomination. But it's to sort of send a message, don't take voters for granted.
If Mitt Romney wins as expected this year, is the value of winning New Hampshire diminished because New Hampshire will have done what was long expected?
I don't think so. I think the New Hampshire becomes important because the press makes it important. And every time, as long as it's the first primary in the nation, people, political professionals, journalists, and ordinary citizens are interested to know, you know, who really can pass a test with primary voters. And New Hampshire will always remain important, I think, because it allows independent voters to participate in the primary.
But do you think it feels odd or maybe alarming, Professor, to the big political industry that's built up around the primary here when people hear the many analysts say the South Carolina contest that follows New Hampshire will serve this year as the great clarifier, a role that New Hampshire has long enjoyed?
Well, New Hampshire has been more of a winnower of people who are not doing well getting out after New Hampshire. It's been less important picking the winner. But a big difference with South Carolina is turnout will be very low in South Carolina compared to New Hampshire. New Hampshire voters seem to embrace their responsibility as early deciders in a way that South Carolina hasn't gotten used to yet.
Linda Fowler, professor of government at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, it's my pleasure.